Sam presents... Wings to Victory! Attention, Mr. and Mrs. Tom Jones, USA. The story of a raid on a hidden Japanese airdrome in Burma and how General Chenault's 14th Air Force flyers in China are carrying on the great tradition of the Flying Tigers. From the West Coast, ladies and gentlemen, the Army Air Forces present Wings to Victory, the dramatization of American heroism based on combat reports from the fighting fronts. For obvious reasons, the names of characters in these true stories are fictitious.
China been fighting the Japanese for 6 years. Until 1940, she fought them alone. Then the American volunteer group, the AVGs, the Flying Tigers, arrived in the Chinese skies. Their deeds are history. Their leader, General Claire Chenault, has taken rank among the great captains of aerial warfare. Now he commands an American Air Force in China. But he and his men still fight against odds. It is a holding action until North Africa is won, and a path is caught across Burma. The supreme assault on Japan can be mounted. Such strategy requires courage and infinite patience. Well, the 1210th Medium Bomber Squadron had courage aplenty, but patience in war is not an American characteristic. Our flyers have a slam-bang, up and at 'em, kick their ribs in and get it over with crew. All of which brings us to a tent at a Chinese airdrome near the Burma border. Lieutenants Wally Jeffers and Bruce Danforth are entertaining Lieutenant Lee Chung of the China Air Forces at afternoon tea.
Nobody here but us chickens.
Nobody here but us chickens. A funny story. A very funny story. I will memorize it and tell my general. Have you another one, Wally?
Oh, sure, now. Let me think.
Lieutenant Lee Chung is kidding you, pal. He heard that old wheeze years ago.
Did you, Lee?
I heard about the chickens before. No, has it been told?
Thousands of times. It's got whiskers.
But in America, Bruce, not in China.
Yes, Wally is right. The Generalissimo may have heard it from Madame Chong, but my general has not heard it. He will roar with laughter. He has the belly for jokes.
He'll need it. Have some cake, Wally. It's only 3 months old.
What a pal. He turns the plate so I'll have to reach for the big hunk.
Sit down and let Lieutenant Chung tell one.
Sure, go ahead, Lee. Get even.
I'm afraid you Americans have heard all the jokes in the world. Do you know the one about the madman and the physician?
No. How does it go?
If I am not boring, Lieutenant Danforth?
Not at all. Go ahead, shoot.
The story is that Mr. Chu went to the great Dr. Hui Wan Ko and said, "Our mutual friend, Mr. Lin, is quite mad. He thinks he is a duck. Every day he swims in the river and announces that he is going to lay a golden egg. I am in terror. If he prepares to lay a golden egg, it will be so heavy he will drown." So, the great Dr. Hui Wan Ko said to Mr. Chu, "You and Mr. Lin are both crazy. Tell Mr. Lin to lay his golden egg in my garden. It will give me great prestige among the other hens."
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
I never heard just that version. Is it an old story in China, Lieutenant?
Yes, it dates from the Tang Dynasty.
I've got the payoff, Lee. After the war, I'll translate Joe Miller into Chinese, and you put all your old ones into English. We'll both make a fortune.
It is an interesting idea. I think...
Lieutenant Chung. Lieutenant Chung.
Yes, Sergeant.
A coolie just came in from the trail. He says he's got to see you right away.
Thank you, Sergeant. I will come at once.
Yes, sir.
He can wait long enough for you to finish your tea, can't he?
No, they memorize messages, and sometimes they forget if they wait and gossip. Please excuse me.
You see, Bruce, it's like in a movie.
Sure. Charlie Chan on Burma Frontier. You peddle joke books. I am going to Hollywood after this war.
Oh, that Chung guy. What a character.
Yeah, I can't dope him out.
Well, there's nothing to dope out, Bruce. He's just a happy-go-lucky type, that's all.
Yeah, but what's he got to be happy about?
Why, plenty. He was a private in the 9th Rute Army. He went to military school and studied English, so now he's a senior lieutenant and liaison officer. That's an important job in his leg. Why shouldn't he be happy?
Well, I can think of a few reasons.
Yeah? What?
And perhaps in about 10 years, when you're all grown up, if ever, you'll understand why.
Ah, sarcasm. Lee's pretty fair at that, too. Oh, he doesn't pick on me. I've got the guy in my corner.
Well, you can have Lieutenant Lee Chung. What right has he got to be wisecracking and laughing? His people are dying of famine by the thousands, and the Japs are killing him by the thousands.
Well,
I've seen things since we came here that would make me feel like a heel if I ever laugh again.
Well, I...
You've got some excuse, but this is Chung's own country. They're his people.
He knows that, but he's been looking at it since he was a kid.
Well, nuts to Chung. You're the one I'm really worried about. You think you understand the Chinese.
Ah, you've read too many highbrow books. All of them wrong. There's nothing mysterious about Chung. He's as simple-minded as I am.
Well, he'll get you in trouble one of these days. Serious trouble.
Trouble? Ah, that's what Lee and I would call just plain chop fooey. Hey, chop fooey. What a phrase. It's sheer genius. I gotta spring that on Lee.
Later that afternoon, Lieutenant Bruce Danforth had his worst forebodings verified. He was playing gin rummy with another pilot of the 1210th Squadron in the operations hut.
A nice little jack of spades and I'm out. Pay me, Willie.
Uh-huh. 32 cents. Now that really ruins me. Never play cards with a professor. My mama done told me.
Let's make it double or nothing this time.
Laundry, laundry, collars chewed, buttons smashed, socks lost, while you wait.
Oh, get that guy out of here, Wally.
Hey, where'd you find him? He can stand a little laundry.
Yeah, a gag's a gag, but this one really smells.
Silence! Hey, cut! This is Prince Cut'em Gizzard Wow Wow of the Burmese aristocracy. Prince, do your stuff.
My lovely fella, washy-washy very good. I belong washing machine. He go wish-wish scree. Shirt rip, washing machine, he no care.
Lee Chung, it's Lee Chung.
Hey, what's the idea of the coolie costume and all that dirt, Lee? I never...
A military secret. We've got to report to Lieutenant Danforth. Come along, Prince. Hiya, Bruce. Meet Prince Wow Wow. He wants to powwow.
I'm doubled up with laughter. Ha ha.
Wally makes a joke of everything. This is not actually of a humorous nature. I think it best we step outside, if you please.
Okay.
Come on, Bruce, crack a smile. You know, Lee's the funniest sight in China. Hey, pipe the skirt, and the Coleman is here. I like to die with this guy.
We have bewildered Bruce. True?
True.
It is a simple explanation. The Japanese have caught many of our people behind the Salween front. They are dead. They cannot help us anymore in this world.
They were part of Lee's warning net, Bruce, so he's got to go over there and see how badly things are gummed up. The skipper wants me to drop him in Burma.
Oh, I get it.
We are to fly in the scout plane tonight. There is a chance that Wally may be shot down. Major Howard suggests that I explain the map to a reserve pilot. If Wally is shot down, it will be necessary for another to come for me when I have completed my investigation. That is why I'm so anxious for you to have a part in this mission, Bruce.
Well, I'm sorry, but the whole idea sounds half-baked to me.
Half-baked?
Hey, Bruce, for Pete's sake.
Well, if Lee wants to snoop around in Jap country, that's his own funeral. But I don't see why he should drag you into this spy melodrama, or me either. I'm going to have a talk with the skipper right now.
Wait, pal, you don't want to... Bruce!
Oh, hello, Bruce. Did Wally and Chung tell you?
Yes, sir, and that's why I'm here.
Well, you're looking mighty riled. What's wrong?
Well, I don't get this, Skipper. Chung is a nice little guy, but he doesn't look like, to me, like he's any mastermind.
Oh, now, Bruce, what are you talking
about? Well, why should Wally be hooked into this Charlie Chan business, flying a slow plane over Jap lines at night? I think that's asking for it, and for nothing.
Sit down, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
I know how you feel. When I came out here to join the AVGs, I felt the same way. It struck me that the Chinese were playing fantan and calling it war.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was wrong. General Chenault finally beat the truth into my thick head. You know the main reason the AVG was such a hot outfit?
Good planes and great pilots, sir.
No, it was the Chinese intelligence system.
Oh, really, sir?
Yes. They set up the best air raid warning net that's ever been organized anywhere. We usually had 2 hours' notice of a Jap raid. We knew every move they made. They caught us on the ground just 5 times in 16 months. Pretty good record, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, but...
But what?
Well, Lieutenant Chung strikes me as being totally irresponsible.
Well, he isn't. He's one of the smartest young officers in the Chinese Army. You'll take the old man's word for that, won't you?
Well, of course, sir.
Do you know what their warning net actually is? It consists of about 5,000 coolies, scholars, poets, and soldiers, and radio senders strategically placed. Now, if they're caught, they don't get off with just a plane shooting or hanging. The Japs tortured them to death.
Yes, sir.
Chung got a report this afternoon that the Japs cleaned out his boys in the Salween area. It means two things. They can raid us here without warning, and they're probably concentrating a lot of planes at a new airdrome. So Chung is going to drop in by parachute.
I see, sir.
Have I given you a little better slant on Chung?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't quite realize.
Well, get a new slant on all these Chinese, kid. They've been sweating it out on a long, bloody road. 6,000 or 8,000 years of it. When this war is over, they'll probably put up a statue to Tojo in Peking. He got them together and made them a nation. They've found the right trail and they're marching. Someday, China is going to be a pleasure for God Almighty to watch.
Yes, sir.
That night, Lieutenant Danforth waited anxiously on the field for Lieutenant Wally Jeffers to return. The Chinese coolies on the night shift were hard at work building the new runway. They sang a monotonous chant as they labored in the glow of an old, tired moon.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, hello, Sergeant. How's it with you?
The same as with you, I guess, Lieutenant. I've been listening for Mr. Wally. It ain't a job I like.
Lieutenant Jeffers should be back by now.
Well, I'll give him another half hour, sir.
Oh, can't you pipe those coolies down or give them a new tune? They drive me nuts. I get so I... Listen, isn't that a plane?
Yes, sir. It's Mr. Wally. The tower spotted him, and they're giving him the lights.
Wally, you okay?
Yeah, not a scratch.
Thank God. Hey, they put plenty of holes in your ship. You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I ran into a little flak, that's all.
Hey, Wang Chou, come here.
Hey, I beg pardon, Mr. Lieutenant Wallace. Ship come chop-chop. Boys land.
Okay. But you tell the boys no run toward plane, run away from plane when it lands chop-chop. Savvy? Big go-devil wheel cut head off. Savvy?
Yes, sir.
Jong, wei, silo mil.
Illustrious Lieutenant Li Chung, he is dead?
No. The illustrious Chung is not dead. He make ground with, sky umbrella. He walk away. He come back soon.
Hi, Savvy. I thank you so much. Come here, Steve. All right.
Oh, boy, am I a linguist. I talk Hindustani, Australian, and Chinese. Put that on my service record, pal.
Why didn't you give Wong a good bawling out?
Bawling out? What for?
Well, that work gang runs in front of every plane that lands. They act like a lot of jerks.
Oh, they only wanted to find out if Lee made his landing. He's their big hero.
I still say he's bad medicine for you.
Well, gosh sakes, Bruce, are you gone nuts?
No, but I've got a hunch.
Next morning, Lieutenant Danforth and Lieutenant Jeffers were eating breakfast under an oak tree near the mess tent. The coolie construction gang still toiled with picks, shovels, baskets, and scrapers. Stripped to the waist, bronzed by many suns, the workmen kept the tempo that is China. Slow, dogged, patient, tireless, unyielding.
Do just one thing for me, Wally.
Yeah, what?
Tell your pals out there to get a new song. It doesn't have to be a new one or a good one, just a different one.
Okay. I'll take it up with Lee as soon as he gets back.
If, when, and as.
Aw, come on. Don't be so gloomy. Break out and smile. Look at those China boys. A cup of rice and a gunny sack to sleep on, and they laugh. Murdered, tortured, burned out, and kicked around for 6 years by the Japs. And they can still go. You ought to read my letters home. I am strictly a press agent for China.
I've suspected that.
After this, as long as I live, I'm going to take my characters rugged. I'll be in there yelling for the guy who gets up off the floor and swings. I like the type. Call me a sucker for this bloody but unbowed stuff, but I love it. Japs.
Enemy planes. Take cover.
Oh, it's just a practice alert.
No. Hear him? Lee said they might sneak in on us.
I'm convinced. Come on, take a dive for that trench.
I'm right with you, pal.
Gangway.
They're keeping high. Maybe it's only a look-see.
No, they're going to bomb us. Hey, Bruce, look at those coolies working on the field.
Oh, the jerks, they're going to get hit.
Hey, Wang Chou. I can't hear me. I'll have to go.
You stay here. Don't be a fool.
Let go of me. Bruce will get hurt. Hey, Wang Chou. Air raid. Get your boys into a trench. Chop. Hurry.
Wally, come back here. Come back, Wally.
Wang Chou. Japs. Bombers. Run, all of you! Get in the ditch! Get down!
Wally, where are you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they killed him. Wally. Wally.
That afternoon, Major Howard, the squadron commander, sat with Lieutenant Danforth in his tent. They had packed Wally Jeffers' belongings in his footlocker. Padlocked and addressed to Mr. and Mrs. Wallace Jeffers, Sr., USA, the battered iron box rested beside an empty cot. Lieutenant Danforth was trying not to look at it.
That's not much use staying here, Bruce. Let's go over and talk to the gang a while, huh?
Oh, I don't want to talk to anyone, sir.
Shall I clear out?
No, sir. Oh, if he'd just gotten it in action, if he'd got it fighting, but to throw his way and life away on a lot of stubborn coolies. I just can't stomach that. It isn't fair. It's a filthy, swinish trick to pull on Wally.
You aren't being quite fair either, Bruce. The work crew, well, that was my fault. I kept needling Wong to get the job finished, but they thought it'd be dishonorable.
Oh, I don't care what they thought. Wally was worth all the... Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Well, don't hold back on the tears, kid. It helps. I used to be able to...
Major Howard.
Yes?
Lieutenant Lee Chung is here. He'd like to speak to Lieutenant Danforth.
Lee Chung,
Maybe later, Bruce.
Oh, wait, sir. I'll talk to him.
Very well. Sergeant, ask Lieutenant Chung to step in. I'll run along, Bruce. You got that letter to write.
Yes, sir. And tell him, sir. Tell his folks that it was in action, will you, sir?
Of course. It was in action.
Perhaps I should not intrude, Major.
No, it's all right, Lee.
I have news for you, sir. In your quarters, later.
Right. I'll see you, gentlemen, later.
Well, you got any good jokes, Lee?
No, I do not seem even to have words. Not the right English words.
They tell you how it happened?
Yes. Wang Cho and the brothers are overcome with humiliation. And remorse. Is that the correct word?
Well, that'll do as well as any.
They love our friend. In his name, they are going into Burma as soon as their work here is finished. I promised them to announce this to you in a fitting speech.
Well, I can do without the speech.
Thank you. We are the friends of a brave man. A hero.
He was too brave.
For the sake of his life here, yes. But why should his family not take comfort in knowing the truth of his death? Are they not a Christian family?
Christian? Oh, sure. Of course.
Then they will know he died with Christ-like generosity. He gave his life for his brothers.
You think that'll console them?
They have been Christians a long time, all their lives, perhaps.
Well, naturally, all of his folks, for generations.
I would hesitate to speak for such a family. I became a Christian only 8 years ago.
Oh, well, I see now why you...
When I read the story of Jesus in my own language for the first time, I was like a man who has discovered the whole world and all of life for himself alone. I felt that I had solved a huge, ugly riddle with a beautiful answer.
Well, it's the only answer we have.
And the true one, Bruce. The true one.
I hope so.
But it must be more than a hope to us who have seen our friend die. In my father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. It is so. We dishonor our dead comrade if we do not believe that.
Yes, sir. Else he threw his life away for nothing. And this is a nightmare, and the sooner we're all done with it, the better.
Yes, you have thought about this thing, as all soldiers should, as most of them do. I know you share my faith. No, forgive me. I talk too much. I am a soldier. Please pardon me this unseemly emotion.
I'm glad you said it, Lee.
Nonetheless, I am overcome with confusion. A soldier must not forget that he is fighting the barbarians. I have failed to be, as Wally says, rugged.
Oh, you're rugged, all right.
Rugged? Did Wally ever speak so of me?
Yes, and a skipper, too.
Truly? Not in jest.
On the level.
I thank them. This gives me courage. And I will need courage.
Oh. You going back to Burma?
More difficult than that. I found a hidden airfield near the Salween River. Many large Jap bombers, perhaps 200. It is heavily guarded with Zeros and Akak. I had been hesitating to propose a raid to Major Howard.
Oh, that's silly. He'd love it, and so will I.
You, Bruce? No, no. Not this mission.
Oh, Wally would despise me if I ducked it. Why, you wouldn't want Wally to despise me.
No. I want him to love us both.
Well, come on, then. Let's go see the skipper.
The 1210th Squadron took every Billy Mitchell bomber they had on that raid. Major Howard timed his attack to hit the Jap airdrome at dusk. He, with Lieutenant Bruce Danforth as co-pilot, Lieutenant Lee Chung as guide and observer, flew in the leading plane. The three of them discussed the attack.
You still think we should come in from the south, Lee?
Yes, sir. They never expect an attack from the south. The mountains will cover us as we circle.
It's going to be too dark to see much, I'm afraid.
You will be surprised, Bruce.
Lee says his men will have flares at the four corners of the target. How's that for service?
Flares? Why, I thought they got all your boys.
They are seldom quite so efficient.
Well, it's getting dark. We'll have to pattern the target area. Well, what's it like from above, Lee?
Oh, he doesn't know that.
Oh, yes. The English officer who flew me back hid most cleverly in the clouds as we crossed the river. I had several fortunate glimpses. You will see nothing but jungle, Major. They have made hanging gardens to cover the airdrome.
Ingenious chaps, these Japanese.
Yes, sir. They should go back to living in trees. The jungle is their natural habitat,
pal.
Thank you, habitat. And, Major, this is Shinwau Peak. I suggest we turn to a course of 289 true. We are approaching the target.
Right. Attention, all pilots. Attention, all pilots. Follow me in echelon, V in V, and spread to cover an area of 1,000 yards. Watch for flares. We are going in now. That is all. Is it, Lee? Where are the flares?
A little patience, Major. It is still... Now you see. Four flares.
Right on the beam. Hey, Bombardier, stand by.
All ready, sir. Bombs away, sir. Hey, Skipper. Zero's at 1 o'clock.
Bruce! Lee, are you okay?
Okay, sir.
In good health, Major.
A bullet went right by my head. Oh, this is beautiful, Lee. Beautiful. Fires, wreckage.
It's getting pretty hot, Skipper. We going back to straight?
What do you say, Lee?
Go back on straight, sir. Pour on all the lead we can manage.
Okay, you asked for it. All guns, pour it on them. Lee.
Pardon? Yes.
You see anything we've missed?
No, sir. I would say thoroughly efficient.
Lee, what the...
He's been hit. He must have got it before we turned. Lee, here, let me help you. Where is it?
Never, I ask your pardon. Most inconvenient at this time.
Is it bad, Bruce?
No, I'm trying to see, sir. I think we'd better head for home.
No, do not hurry. I beg of you. Not on my account.
Home she is. What's the matter, Bruce? Can't you get his jacket loosened?
No, sir. His tie is stuck in the zipper.
Easy, Bruce.
Cut it off him. Here, you fly the plane. I'll take care of Lee.
No, please, Major. I have found a few words I must say to Bruce.
Now, don't talk, Lee. Just lie still while I get this jacket open. Oh, Skipper, how do you work this morphine, Hypo?
Morphine? That bad?
Yeah, they shot this little guy up pretty bad. I think he'll be more comfortable if... Lee.
It's all right, Bruce. We part good friends?
Oh, friends, of course. But you stay here, Lee. Stay here and fight. Well, give me a chance to square myself for all the rotten things I've said. Here, I'll fix this ampule. We'll get you home.
Home? My house is gone. My mother, father were killed. But Wally... Bruce.
Yes, Lee.
Wally has a home, a family. You must comfort them. To die is nothing. To live, when the heart breaks and one must go on drawing breath, that takes great courage. Promise me, Bruce.
I'll do my best.
Tell them he has a friend who loves him for his gift to China, who is proud to journey with him.
Oh, he couldn't ask for a better friend than you. No man could.
Well,
You hear what Bruce has said? Wait, Wally. I will overtake you. That is very humorous. Oh, be patient, Lee. I will laugh with you soon.
Lee.
Wally.
Lee.
Did you give him the morphine, Bruce?
No, sir. He didn't need it. He was a rugged little guy.
We of the Army Air Forces shall never forget that we fight beside valiant brothers. Here's to the Royal Air Force and the lads who flew the Spitfires through that awesome September of 1940. Hitler stood looking toward the white cliffs of Dover until they streamed with German blood, and he turned his haggard face away from world dominion. Here's to the Aussies, the Anzacs, the Canadians. They were rugged men in those days when the Luftwaffe raged boastfully toward Egypt and Suez. Outnumbered, outplaned, but never outfought, they put the icy chill of defeat in Goering's fat heart. Then, from the rubble of their homelands, the Pole, the Norwegian, and the Dutchman rose up to strike the foe. They fought in borrowed aircraft. They fought from strange fields with sorrow and bitterness in their souls. But how they fought! The Germans choked in burning cockpits. The Japs plunged down with broken wings. And once more, the tyrant learned that free men can be terrible in war. Nor should the brave story end without a toast to the Russians and Chinese. Three words: Leningrad, Moscow, Stalingrad. Oh, men of Russia, our enemies will remember them. You sharpened the blizzard stroke with Stormoviks and Yak-1s. A million Nazi corpses lie beneath the hammer and the sickle. And now the China Air Force takes wing. Chinese boy, we shall meet you in the sky above Tokyo. Our comrades, our allies, are an inspiration to us and a challenge. So let us fight, that when the victory is won, our comrades will say, these Americans kept faith with us and with freedom's eternal soul.
The Army Air Forces has an important message for the several hundred thousand American youths who, between the hours of 9 and 11 tomorrow morning, will take examinations for the Army's specialized training program. All candidates must be between 17 and 22. Every man who qualifies will be sent not to a troop unit, but rather to a replacement training center for his basic military training. If he makes good, he may expect to find himself at the earliest opportunity in a college unit of the Army's specialized training program. There, he will take the course for which he has shown the greatest aptitude. At its completion, his promotion to officer candidate school and his ultimate commission as an Army officer depend entirely upon the quality of his performance. Now, this is no easy program. It offers no guarantee of a commission except to those who can qualify. To the young men who have accepted this challenge and who take their examinations tomorrow, go the best wishes of the Army Air Forces, of the American people, and of all people engaged in today's great cause of freedom and democracy. You, young men, are our hope for a better world to come. We salute each one of you. You have been listening to Wings to Victory, a presentation of the Army Air Forces. Sergeant Hal Gibney speaking. This war service program came to you from the West Coast. This is the Blue Network,